Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, welcome back. Maloney, Corey, and Mago joining us on the Harbor One Hotline like he does every week here at 3 o'clock is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker on the Harbor One Hotline. Ross, how you doing? It's Lou, Mago, and Christian.
Yeah, doing awesome, Lou. Hope you guys are great as well.
Yeah, we're doing well. Listen, we've been talking about it now and for probably a couple of days and never really heard this term much in years past with this Patriots football team, but a moral victory Monday. Is that how you looked at that loss to Green Bay in overtime?
You know what? It's funny because I know you think that and you always say there's no such thing as a good loss or a moral victory in the NFL, but I do think it was impressive the way the Patriots came out. I mean, look, they were 10.5-point underdogs in the game, and they very easily could have, would have, should have maybe won that game. It was pretty impressive what they were able to get done, especially with Hoyer going down as early as he did. Heck, they might have won even if they had just benched Isaiah Wynn earlier in the game with the way he was playing. So, yeah, I would say overall, I give the Patriots credit for that performance. The thing that's funny about that, though, is like at the end of the year, when they're 7-10, nobody remembers that or cares. You know, like, so we can talk about it yesterday and today. Oh, it was nice. They almost beat the Packers. They did some good things. Jack Jones had the pick six, blah, blah, blah. But it's still a loss. They still didn't get it done. And I think Belichick would probably be the first one to tell you that.
So we were talking about regrets in that game as far as just coaching decisions, right? And when you look at the overtime, the first possession is the only possession that the Patriots had in overtime. Do you think that they were too conservative? And do you think they should have gone for it on fourth down? Like, regardless of the situation, you had a great punt return. You're in good field position already, knowing that, you know, Rodgers is on the other side. Too conservative, not going for it?
You know, it's interesting because I felt like they decided as soon as Zappe went in the game that they were going to be really, really conservative, and they played it that way throughout. It's interesting, though, because it's almost like when they didn't go for it, it's almost, I don't want to say they were playing for the tie, but they had to know that their chances of actually winning at that point, once they punted it back to Rodgers, were not real good. I mean, yeah. The odds of them getting the ball back and then getting a field goal range again and then winning it weren't real good. So it's a little bit they were a little conservative. Yeah, it almost felt like, to me, they were almost playing for the tie a little bit.
So a miss on Bill's part, right? I mean,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what – like, I'd love to hear the logic there of what he thought. What are all the options, right? You punt it away and – you stop the Packers, you get the ball back, and then you score. Okay, maybe. But also, if you go for it and maybe you get it, then you're just about ready to get a field goal. And if you go for it and don't get it, you still have to get a stop. I think that he made the wrong decision. I thought it was too conservative, especially if you're trying to win the game. I mean, if you're trying to tie, if you're trying to not lose, then maybe he made the right decision. But if you're actually trying to win that game in overtime, you had to go for it there.
A lot of people were surprised by just how close that game ended up being. Do you attribute that more just simply to a good Patriots defensive performance or a bad Packers offense right now?
Well, I don't think the Packers are that good. I think that's a good point, right? I don't think the Packers are a great team right now. They're not what everybody kind of thinks the Packers are. So maybe it's not as impressive as people would think. And listen, the Rodgers pick six changed everything. That never happened. He never does that. So that obviously gave the Patriots a chance in the game. And then the Packers had their own issues. You know, the kid didn't hold on to the one touchdown that LaFleur ended up challenging, et cetera. It's always a combination of both. I know you guys all know that. But I do think the Patriots deserve a lot of credit for sort of their game plan. We're going to play tough D. We're going to run the crap out of the ball. You know, they had a really good plan to try to win that game. And that's really all you can ask of them, is to go into that game in that situation with Mac out and give them the best chance they possibly could to win it. Really, I think they probably needed the defense to play even a little bit better than they did.
We're talking to Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Ross, you mentioned Isaiah Wynn. Now, he moves from left tackle to right tackle. There was some talk about maybe he was going to be traded and he wasn't happy. So has he just, watching him play, has he checked out, or is he just bad right tackle, just bad player?
I don't know what he was doing on some of those plays. I'm a little confused. He looked like a fish out of water. I don't even know what he was thinking. I don't know if he thought it was a stunt. I don't know what his set was, but he wasn't putting up much of a fight, and it's very disappointing. So the only option, Lou, you made a good point. There's really three options, right? Number one is he's just not good. Number two is he doesn't like moving around, and he's kind of checked out. And number three is he's just uncomfortable at the right tackle spot. And maybe that's what it was, because whatever it was very awkward with whatever he was trying to get done against Rashawn Gary, and it hurt the Patriots dearly.
What'd you get in your Wonderlic test? Do you remember?
You know what's funny about that? I think I got high 30s. I don't remember the exact number. I know it was like pretty darn good, but I also remember, this is going to sound weird, but like I did the best I could, but I'd never taken it before. Like, I never practiced it. I was also conscious that if it was really easy, that I didn't want to get a perfect on it.
Wait, why not?
Because no one would draft him.
Too smart?
Well, because there's sort of a stigma against Ivy League guys to begin with. So if you're the Ivy League guy, you're a Princeton guy, and then you get perfect on the Wonderlic, like they want you to be a smart football player, but they don't want you to be smarter than them, and they don't want you to have other options in life. They're not a big fan of that. They really want
whoa, 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 whoa. This is a hold on. I'm not even gonna follow this up, because this is a deeper conversation,
like,
and I have many thoughts on this from my experience with Ivy League players. But I want to get to the Detroit Lions and what you see with them, because obviously they can score points, but they can't stop anybody. So if it's Bailey Zappi, which I like to call him, like, can they score 35 points on this Detroit Lions defense? Like, feel like everybody else is?
Yeah, I got to tell you something really quick, by the way. Well, every year when I was in the NFL, I would do an internship. And I would do an internship with some company where I had to put, like, a jacket and tie on or whatever. Two things. One is I would never want to change at the facility, because I didn't want the coaches, because all you do in the offseason, lift weights. I didn't want the coaches to know that I had an internship, because I thought they'd be like, oh, okay, now the Ivy League guy is putting a suit on to go to his other job. I will say this, though. Putting on a suit and tie and going downtown to, like, some finance internship was unbelievable motivation to try to play NFL and football as long as I possibly could. They should make every guy in the league do an internship of a real job and be like, holy crap, I need to keep playing football. This sucks. The real job sucks. But as for your question, Christian, about the Lions, their offense is really impressive. Now, I don't know that they'll put up that many points against this Patriots D the way they're playing. I'm sure the Belichicks will have a good plan for them. And I don't think, have you heard yet whether DeAndre Swift or Amon-Ra St. Brown will be back?
No.
I'm stunned that they scored that many points against Seattle. I mean, that's their two best players. Like, that's I'm definitely their two most explosive. I was surprised they put that many points up on Seattle, but their defense is terrible. So it, what's interesting to me about this is if it's Bailey Zappe, he's got a real chance to put up good numbers, and then you start to think, oh, okay, like maybe Zappe should get another chance. I mean, obviously Mac's the guy, but I'm guessing if Zappe puts up good numbers, people will want to keep him in, and Bill will want to keep him in over Hoyer.
We've got a handful of one-win teams right now in the AFC. Where do you think the Patriots, being 1-3, stack up against those other teams? Are they, you know, towards the top of them, or are they really looking like a 1-3 team to you right now?
Man, things have really changed for your guys' conversation. Huh?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Are they the best 1-3 team in football?
I mean, wow. Well, never did I think I'd be on WEI and we're comparing the Patriots to the other 1-3 teams. Well, let me look at it. They're better than the Steelers, so you got that going for you, which is nice. They're better than the Colts. I think they're probably about with the Raiders. So you guys are neck and neck with Josh McDaniels to be the best of the bad.
Nice.
There you go. Good. That feels good.
Hey, last one for me. I was just curious, obviously, the situation with Tua Tagovailoa down in Miami. I know you were talking, I think, in your podcast, you said guys should be pulled off the field. But are you concerned about that gray area when you're watching football? Guys just hurt pulling off the field. Or do you think it'll be that obvious, whether it's a concussion or another injury?
Yeah, I think if it's a gross, whatever they call it, gross motor instability, get him out of there. I mean, I don't. You can tell when a guy's like limping because something is bothering them with their lower body versus like the guy takes five normal steps and then all of a sudden looks like he's going to fall over or pass out. I was stunned they put him back in that game. I think it's a disaster for everybody involved that they put him back in that game. I don't care if he said it was his back. My belief, Lou, is if a guy has any type of gross motor instability, they should err on the side of caution and not put him back in the game, because 99.9% of the time, that's going to be from a head injury.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, listen, Ross, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the rest of the week and football all week long, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, might be deciding whether or not the Patriots are the best of the 1-4.
There you go.
Or the worst of the 2-3 teams.
I'm writing it down right now. We'll save it for next week.
See you guys.
All right, take it easy. It's Ross Tucker, NFL Insider, Odyssey NFL Insider, and also catch him on Westwood One calling games as well. Listen, when we come back, I want to dive into this defense because they are going up against Detroit Lions, who have the number one offense in football. They also have the worst defense, 32nd-ranked defense in football when it comes to points. But I'm going to focus on the New England Patriots. We'll do it next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool and in the know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Christian just gave me like a confused dog face when you start playing that rejoin. He's like, what is this?
I thought that we're doing
it's
the
like
NBA.
Super Nintendo music.
Yeah, I thought we were doing NBA terrible intro songs.
We might get to that. I have a huge issue with that. But I want to continue the football conversation here because we haven't gotten into the defense that much with this Patriots team.
Nope.
And we're going to talk about the defense overall, the performance they had against Green Bay, what they might be able to do against the Lions. First, I want to talk about Jack Jones, because Jack Jones made quite an impression in his first start on Sunday. So he had two turnovers against the Packers, the fourth ever pick six against Aaron Rodgers. So only the fourth time ever that somebody has pick sixed Aaron Rodgers. That's a pretty big debut.
Mm-hmm.
And post-game, he had this little bit of audio when he was asked about guys throwing an out route against him.
Personally, I feel like it's disrespectful to throw an out route on me. If you could throw the ball past me to get to the receiver, I'm no good.
Okay. So, what's the problem?
Well, that's
is there a
what
problem
I
then?
Thought. I honestly, so I know that they are coming off a loss. Don't say moral,
moral
victory.
Victory.
Don't say moral victory. Don't,
it
even,
really, it
don't
isn't
even
a loss,
say
though,
the
Mecca.
Don't even say the M word.
It's a loss.
Don't say it.
I know they're coming off a loss, but not really.
They're coming off a loss.
Almost.
So, you know, he's feeling kind of swaggy up there, and he says this. And to me, like, my immediate reflex was like, cool, JC-like. One of the things I love about JC Jackson is that he was one of the only guys who would get up there and not just totally BS us at the podium. You know, he would just kind of say what he felt.
First start.
And a lot of that. Yeah. Okay. So we'll get to that in a second. Your feelings. Let me say my feelings first. My feelings was I like it. I feel like if you're going to be a strong corner in this league, you got to have that like swaggy mentality. You have to have that confidence. Even in your very first start, you got to pick six against Rodgers. And we can talk about what the Packers offense is right now. But, yeah, I think you're allowed to feel yourself a little bit. A little bit.
You put a bullseye on your back is what you do. I don't think you heard J.C. Jackson say that after his first game. I think you heard J.C. Jackson say that after he was Mr. INT. You know, after he put a full year together in, what, his third year or fourth year in the league? So, you put a bullseye on your back.
We disguise. Our defense disguise pretty good when we play Darnold. Every year, he have a hard time.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fine when you're in the league a little bit. I like the cockiness, but you put a bullseye on your back, and now we'll see if he can back it up.
Don't have a problem with it at all. Like, what did he say? Hey, you know, I feel like, you know,
disrespected when someone throw an out on me.
I can't cover an out route. Like, I shouldn't be in the league.
Why should we respect you? You're
basic,
a rookie.
But it's the most basic route. Listen, if you can't cover the flat route, and if you throw a flat route on me, I got a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it whatsoever.
Wait, is an out route disrespectful to a corner? Like, should they all be incomplete or picked off?
It happens every Sunday. Is it disrespectful to target a rookie in his first start?
Here's the thing, though. It's if out of all the positions with the most, I guess, moxie, attitude, swag, it's usually like the receiver and the cornerback.
Yeah.
And I remember Bill, you know, talking, having like, you know, early, like, so we would meet on a Saturday, and I remember coming in and he'd be meeting with some young corners. I'm not sure who it was. And then I remember him having this discussion, showing film, talking about guys not celebrating. Guys not, like, you know, getting all excited and going crazy. Now, maybe he doesn't want you talking, but he wants you to get excited. So you make a big play like that, it's hard to do this in the NFL, get excited. But I know he doesn't like people saying anything
whatsoever.
I was going to say,
you think he called him in the office after this?
You put into it. All the time that you've spent and practice of putting into it. And to go out there in a game competitively and execute it well and make a play, you should be excited about it.
And you should talk about it after the
Personally,
game.
Personally, I feel like it's disrespectful to throw an out route on me.
I feel like that's what he
and
meant.
And your teammates should be excited, too.
Yeah, but Bill would probably play that and be like, but where did I say after the game, talk about it to the media?
That was
like,
implied.
In that comment. That's all. Like, do I like the cockiness? Sure. Do I hope that 4 years from now we're having a conversation, will the Patriots pay Jack Jones what he deserves? Or will they let him walk like every other corner?
I kind of want to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to have that conversation, you know, because hopefully he's that good, and I think he could be. We'll see. We've heard this about him, though. Right? Like, it's like, this guy, like, takes chances, you know? So it's like he's still learning, whatever. What's the kid down in Dallas? Diggs? Trayvon Diggs?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that like leads the league in interceptions and also leads the league in yards given up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So he jumps around.
I don't know if he's going to fall into that category. I think he should just maybe put a year under his belt before he starts talking about how it's disrespectful to throw an out route against him.
See, I mean, I guess I'm so used to being devoid of personality from all rookies. It's like, thank you, Jesus, having your own opinion and not being forced into this like scared like little corner like Bill's going to get me, Bill's going to get me. Did we ever play any of his stuff, like, after they, because remember when the draft happened, did we ever play him?
I think he was intentionally super boring because he had the panda story, so.
Wasn't he the one that couldn't tell us what his strengths are?
How would you describe your style of play?
This is Jack Jones.
You said, how would I describe my style of play?
Yeah. Day they drafted him.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't really want to get into that. I just go out there and play my best every play. I don't know what type of style. I'm not sure.
Well, what do you consider your strengths on the field?
The guy who said it's disrespectful.
I don't know. I mean, I just go out there and give and play every play like it's my last. So I mean, I'm not sure.
The guy said, it's disrespectful to throw an out route on me. Back in May, said, I don't know what my strengths are.
I love this.
That's a loaded question.
We've come a long way.
He's come a long way, apparently, huh?
Panda.
You know, he had a strip and a fumble recovery, and he had a pick six for a touchdown on the road in a loss.
It's like the Patriotizement, if that's a word, like rubbed off him and wore off. Because back in draft time, he wasn't speaking at all, but now he's like, don't throw it out around against me.
It is amazing.
How's everybody doing?
And we missed it, too, because remember at the end of the half, going into halftime?
Yeah.
Like, the camera was on the field, whatever, and he starts yelling. I don't know what he said, but a Patriot player grabbed him right away and was like, get the hell away from the camera. Like, he was still feeling himself after the pick six, and he's screaming at the camera. Like,
I was howling.
Respect
I was like,
me? I don't know what he was saying.
It's so good. And I especially love this, because anytime that he gets, you know, Peter King, he gets his panties up in a bunch.
What is Peter
so
upset
he
about?
Writes, what's the fun police. What's the name of his column, Christian?
Sunday morning quarterback. No, it's not.
Sunday morning quarterback in America.
What? It's Monday morning quarterback in America.
No, he doesn't even do that anymore.
I had it right the first time.
Bert Breer does that now, doesn't he?
I don't know.
It's football morning in America.
There it is.
That's the name of his column. So he writes, hey, kid. They threw out routes on Deion Sanders. Not many, but some. How did the 121st pick in the draft get so big-headed to think one of the best quarterbacks ever was insulting him by throwing the kind of route that's thrown 162 times a week in the NFL? Man, that was weird. Triggered!
Yeah, he went a little bit far.
Triggered Peter King.
He went a little bit far.
That's like... Also, first of all, starting it out with, hey, kid. That is like such old man shakes face that cloud. Like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't think he appreciates.
I mean, if you, honestly, if you're Jack Jones, you're like, hey, kid, dude, just go write your article.
Why don't you just go write your little story, Peter King. Write about how I play. Write your little football morning in America, okay?
Yeah. You want some apple
sauce? I'll get my contract. Yeah,
I like it. I don't have a problem with it. I know Bill does 100%. Talk about a transformation from a little success will give you. He has scared of his own shadow. Won't say a word. Hey, do you play football? I mean, I don't know. Does Bill think I play football? I'm not sure. Like,
hey,
what should
tell
I
us
say?
Jack, tell us a little bit about yourself. About me.
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't really want to get into that. I just go out there and play my best every play. I don't know what type of style. I'm not sure.
I think he doesn't know who he is.
Don't you dare throw on me.
Oh, man, I hope it keeps going.
Disrespectful.
I feel like that this rookie class is probably the worst I can remember as far as their unwillingness to answer anything whatsoever. It's like they got them in a room, did the little like MIB thing, and they just forced them to just not answer anything. Everything is a trap. Hey, you're going to go on with the Boston media.
So let me
Everything
ask you.
Is a trap.
But now we got this.
So Jalen,
I love it.
Jalen Mills obviously didn't play, so they got this guy at the start. Jonathan Jones has been... As far as Pro Football Focus, was it last week going into this game, they had him the highest rated corner, I think?
That was Jack. Oh, no. Jonathan Jones. Overall, Jonathan Jones
going
is number
into
one.
This week.
Jack Jones number one for rookies.
Jack Jones number one, whatever. Yeah, for rookies. But Jonathan Jones is the number one rated. So Jalen Mills comes back. Is there a chance you move Jonathan Jones, even though he's the highest rated corner, back into the slot where he's
highest
really good?
Rated by who? PFF?
PFF, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing that Bill does not give two craps about is the PFF grades. He's never
looking
at that.
He doesn't use those as like a cheat code?
It. Have you ever heard him talk about it?
Well,
oh,
you know,
he
yes.
hates it. Yeah, he hates it.
You know, before we make a decision, what does PFF say?
Yeah, never. Because
I know, I know.
Never is that conversation ever happening.
So, like, if your teachers, like, they hate the fact that you would use, like, you know, like crib notes. You ever heard of crib notes or whatever?
Crib notes? You know, are you talking about cliff notes?
Well, we call them crib notes.
Called crib notes.
We call them crib notes.
Wait, were they really?
Yeah.
Cliff notes, whatever. It's whatever. The point
I've known
is,
them as cliff notes.
Cliff notes? Okay. Yeah. Well,
East Coast.
Universal.
West Coast thing.
But that
the
is basically.
The cliffs versus the cribs in the notes.
And then the oxy posse rolls in. And yeah. They all snap their
Rex
hands.
But it's not even. It's not even. It's not even like.
Yeah, we're going to get your cliff notes here.
Ryan, you have sound of that at halftime?
I got chapter three.
So we were just talking.
Him walking in?
So
after the pick six.
Pick six. Aaron Rodgers looking kerfuffled, and it's actually Nelson Aguilar is the one that grabs Jack Jones, who is walking off the field barking into the camera, and this is what it sounds like.
The end of the first half, the score, New England 10 and Green Bay 7. Halftime is next after these first half highlights from Verizon, and a word from your...
Now what I let you know? Now I let you know?
Yeah, it's like, you know, you should have known better. I'm the man. Ain't nobody mess with me. You guys thought I was some kid.
You know what? I like it because you know that his draft position was so torn up by all of his issues getting kicked out of school. I think he feels a little bit of redemption here.
Okay.
Oh, he probably
You're starting to figure out why he got kicked out of school because now we got to control the
that's
kid.
That's true, too.
Okay. No.
Is this all life right. ever
let that
get,
baby bird
this,
fly.
This may be the best day of his entire life.
Career?
His whole football career. It'll never get any better than this.
No, he's obviously pretty good. He's a good player.
No, I'm not saying that he's good, but think about what he did. On the road.
He picked, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. You're one of what, six now?
One
of four. So you think you like the best thing that ever existed. Good. You need confidence. You need an attitude. Good. I don't care. Go sneak into Panda Express. I don't care. Bring some orange chicken. Like, we're all going to have a good time. Like, let's go. Like, yes, yes, and yes. I thank God this dude. They're going to lobotomize him, though. They're going to clip him.
I hope they don't.
Oh, you won't hear from him again the rest of the year. He got sent into the principal's office, and they said, don't ever do it again. I wouldn't be surprised if they took that sound, but the TV version of it, they put it on Bill's little TV, that giant screen TV that he probably won.
Is it a little TV or a giant screen
TV? That little giant TV.
Okay.
It's like a play on words because Bill's little, but his TV's big. So, because that's what he did to me, and that's what he's done to other players in the past. You say something stupid, he brings it in, he gives you the sheet of paper, and he says, read it. I'm not reading it. You read it.
It says, I just let you know. Oh, is that right, Jack?
Wow. Oh,
now, let everybody know.
Exactly.
What did you let them know, yeah. Jack, that
what
your
exactly
team lost?
You are actually, you're kidding. This is like we're having fun with this, but that's exactly
that's
what he
happens.
Says. That's his. So what is it that you want everyone to know? That we couldn't, that Aaron Rodgers went 77 yards in 12 plays in overtime?
So does this answer immediately go back to draft day?
Reality sets in.
I'm sorry, Jack.
I didn't know who I was.
Everybody on CBS.
I didn't have anything to let them know.
No.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know, Bill.
Get out.
I don't know.
Get out.
Oh,
somebody snatch
so
him up
bad.
And tell him what to do. Like, where's Slater at?
So, Ty Law, of course, former corner for the Patriots, he was on the Greg Hill Morning
he
Show
He must
today.
Love Jack
and
Jones.
So, they asked him what he thought about, because obviously Peter King was very upset, triggered by these comments from the rookie Jack Jones. And so, they asked Ty Law what he thinks.
I mean, I'd love the confidence if you can go out there and back it up. But from what I've seen, you don't know situation of football. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what's going on with that defense? But it's pitch and catch. Hey, Wiggy, are you watching the defense when it's third and short? If the third down is 5 yards to go, why are you 7, 8, 9 yards off? That's pitch and catch. You don't need to run. That's disrespectful by doing that to your defense, backing up and not challenging them. No one's playing and challenging the receivers to get an interception. But to say something like that you got to have some swag and go out there and make some plays. And I don't think anybody in that secondary, especially a rookie, to say something like that. You ain't making enough plays to say nothing like that. Shut up.
Okay. I love the end. Shut up. But Ty's basically putting the whole defense.
He's the old guy
he's
now.
Putting, yeah, here.
Ty's the old guy. He forgot, like, really?
About the swag. He says in there, you got to have the confidence. You got to have the swag. But they're basically not showing up. And he puts the whole defense, he puts the whole secondary on notice. But, Lou, this was something you were bringing up before the show about what is the deal with this defense?
Wait, before that, I want to get this follow-up because I thought it was really funny. So is Ty Law doing some financial advising or anything?
Ty Law and Associates? I don't know.
Because this was Craig Hill's response. Listen to Ty Law's answer. I mean, his follow-up.
Have you offered to put yourself in a financial advisor role for that rookie yet, or are you going to wait till midseason?
Hey, guess what? Hey, if they keep playing like that, they ain't going to need no financial advisor. You can put that in a regular old checking account.
Yikes.
But can I go back to the first clip? I don't know. We're going in circles here in a tad. But the whole, like, the way they were playing, that's not his decision. That's no. The defense. They told him to back off. Like, you think he...
Especially with both guys off.
Both guys are off. So, like, don't yell at him. He's doing what he was told. And he doesn't have...
Was he supposed to go rogue?
I mean, he's not Ty Law. Ty Law would probably go rogue. Maybe Ty Law would say, you know what, I'm going to bait him. You know, because Ty Law was like, he was good, that good. So maybe he's like, you know what, he's going to see this as an opportunity. I'm going to bait him and I'm going to snatch it up. And if he got away with it the first time, he damn sure wouldn't do it the second. But again, that's not Jack Jones' responsibility. He's a starter in his first game. Like, they're telling him to back up, GTFB. And he did. And they killed him with
it. Yeah, that's a bad call.
Yeah, that's a defense. So don't blame it on. I always feel like the old guys that were nothing but brash, loud, and are still brash and loud, are giving younger guys who are brash and loud, like, an issue.
You ain't making enough plays to say nothing like that. Shut up.
Yeah, he just started. He had one of the best games of, like, is he on, Jack Jones must be on somebody's, like, you know, players of the week type of thing, right? Even do you get that in a loss? You get it on a moral victory? Is there a moral victory loser list of players who had really good games, but their team lost?
Somehow, I don't think so.
Happen.
That seems very, like, niche.
Like the Lions. I'm like, I'm sure they have somebody who, like, played really well and they want to, like, kind of, like, showcase them in a loss.
Yes.
The Rams. Anybody from the Rams last night? Anybody? No?
Only player the Rams have is Cooper Kupp. Literally the only player they have on offense.
The only guy they'll feature.
I think that is all they've got.
They're not featuring anybody else.
Yes.
Teams that have, like, taken a step down since the
Isaiah Wynn's certainly not going to get that award last week for the Patriots.
No, he would be in a different category. Yes. Guys that you never want to see again.
Yes.
But Ty Law, going back to that, to what he said about that defense, you know, he says Jack Jones isn't going to have to worry about a contract coming down the line because the way that the defense is playing right now, nobody's going to be making any money going forward. Lou, what do you feel about this defense?
I think it's kind of disappointing. I think a lot of people feel like the defense is playing well and the numbers just don't show it at all. You know, I think they're like 22nd in points. You know what I mean? Usually it was about, you know, don't look at yards, look at points. Okay, well, you're 22nd. But more importantly, like third down, they're 28th in the NFL on third down conversions on the year. Like they can't get off the field. That's like a 46% clip. And they're 2 for 2, by the way, on fourth down. They're giving up 2 for 2 on fourth down. So they're struggling to get off the field. They're 28th in the NFL in rush defense as far as yards per carry, 5.1, 28th again. And as far as red zone defense goes, I mean, the 8 of the last 9 trips in the red zone, they've given up touchdowns.
Yeah, so it's certainly not bend, don't break. It's just break.
Right, so it's like, well, you know, they're not getting off the field. Oh, yeah, well, and they're not stopping the run. They can't get off on third down. Oh, bend but don't break. How are they in the red zone? Well, they've given up 8 of the last 9 trips have been touchdowns. You know, so it's like they're not even good there. As a matter of fact, I think they're 22nd in the league now because Miami went 0 for 2 the first week. That was about it. But in the last 3 games, and that's Pittsburgh, Baltimore, you know, they're 82% touchdown rate. That's 30th in the league the last 3 weeks in the red zone. Can't get off the field, can't stop the run, and giving up touchdowns in the red zone. But yet, I don't know, I still see people talking about how you still should feel good about the defense.
See, and that was this is why when the show started, I just wanted to kind of, you know, deal with the situation from yesterday when I asked you guys, do you feel better or worse after the loss? And you both said, I feel better. So when you sleep on it and you wake up and you don't have like the, you know, the tinge of what happened on Sunday, you sit there and you start digging into stats. You start looking at how bad things really are. And you're not allowing yourself to look at the courageous effort in Lambeau Field.
No, but there's a difference, though. Like, I think it was more victory, okay, because you shouldn't have beat that team. The whole Volant thing that we're talking about, I need to know what your baseline is and what your expectations are. If you thought this was a fringe football team, you absolutely should not feel optimistic at all. If you thought that this year was going to be seven wins, maybe even less now, but it was really about, I don't know, hopefully Bill actually hit on a second draft class, so maybe make it two in a row, I think you could say that. So there's the only optimism that, you know, you've got maybe a Jack Jones, Marcus Jones, Strange, haven't seen Thornton yet. Zappi actually played in the league last year's draft class. So for me, my expectations were low for this team. So I can have some optimism looking at maybe the young guys on this club. But if you thought they were a fringe playoff team, you absolutely 100% should not feel good about this defense, your third string quarterback, your 1-3 record. There's no optimism if you think this team can rattle off, get to 9 wins. Maybe 10, like a lot of people thought. I don't see that at all.
All right. Well, we're going to continue the Patriots talk throughout the show. Feel free to give us a call. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about this 6-game stretch coming up where maybe the Patriots can get a couple more wins, go 4-2, go 5-1? That would be incredible. Do you think it's realistic? On the other side, I want to talk about something that ESPN has just completely screwed up. I mean, completely screwed up. Unintentionally, they didn't have to do this. They made a horrible decision. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's grab a call here really quick. Can we get Tim from Hanover? Tim, you're on.
Yeah, sorry about yesterday, folks, with that beeping sound.
Oh, that was you.
I just want to let you know, I think, Luke, you were just 100% right before the break about everything you said about this team. We all have a doubt still, but I'll tell you what, they got to give this kid Zappi a shot. He got picked for fourth. The Hoyers have been he's been a professional backup. All right. So the thing is, give him some chances to show that he can be a good backup for Mac when he comes back 4 to 6 weeks from now. And then I'll tell you what, they got to show this offense that they're going to play this week. That if Goff is on, man, this guy can be deadly when he's on. He's putting up a lot of points, and we'll see how that defense really fares this weekend. Hopefully they can play a good game.
Thanks, Tim.
Okay. He likes Jared Goff.
A little early to be looking at Goff.
I'm not ready to dissect the Lions yet.
We'll do that.
But I do want to make sure we spend a lot of time just looking back at Dan Campbell.
Jared Goff's been pretty good.
We will. And we'll look forward to Dan Campbell. Let's talk about something that I came across before the show that absolutely disgusted me.
I came across. I'm responsible for me. You guys didn't do anything.
We were sitting in the back office.
I was working. You weren't doing anything.
We were all sitting around looking at Twitter, and I pulled this up, and I said in less polite language, what the hell is this?
Yeah, you're not happy with this, and I'm going to have to say, I'm going to have to co-sign on this.
I want to start with this. This is, you guys know I watch a lot of basketball, love the NBA. I thought that this NBA theme from ESPN, it ran from 2010 on. I actually thought it went back further than that because I feel just a lot of familiarity.
Yes.
You landed it.
There we go. I felt a sense of comfort with this theme. Can we hear the theme music for NBA on ESPN? So this is pretty good, right?
I like it.
This makes you feel like, okay, we got a big time matchup on Sunday.
It's got that big band feel.
You know, yeah. Okay.
You know what NBA game is coming up.
All right, we got Celtics Bucks.
Yeah.
1 p.m. Like tip
it.
Off.
Yeah, I like it. It, you know? It's me. Yeah, no, this is no, I like it. Don't change it.
It feels good.
Are you telling
you
me
feel
they
confident
it?
That there's going to be something happening.
Yes. Nah, they would never change
so,
it.
So I guess some, I have to imagine, I have no inside information here. I'm just going off of how everything operates. I have to imagine some consulting firm comes in and they say, you know what? You've had this for 12 years. It's time to shake it up. You got to target that demo, 18 to 25. Make it sound, you know, a little cooler. Make it sound like, you know, kids don't, they're just watching the clips on YouTube. You need them on the app, on the ESPN app. You need them on cable. They put in a new theme song. This is what it sounds like.
Wait, just the beginning.
What happened?
Wait, just the beginning.
Yeah.
It sounds like an what 80s. Old, it sounds like an 80s
that's,
rap.
Wait, this
let's,
song.
Let's start again.
Let's not, this is the that new was 2 seconds.
Let's okay. Watch. Let's hear it.
No.
This is so bad.
What is this?
Do you know what this sounds like? This is what an octogenarian thinks that rap music sounds like.
A who what? You went too jive.
An octogenarian. Somebody in their 80s.
Oh, okay.
They're like, that's that okay. Hip hop. This is so bad. Does this make you feel like there's going to be like a great tip off happening?
It's a little too just mild and subtle for me. Like, I want it to be, I need it to be in my face. I want it to be, I want to feel like I'm walking into the Coliseum for battle. Is what I want to feel.
Does this make you feel like you're going to see a great Lakers game?
No. I'd rather play, you know, I Love L.A., to be honest with you.
No, that's so, why would they change it?
Can we hear the first one again? Sorry, just real. There you go.
That's,
I mean, this could be football music. You're like, all right, let's go. This
Mango,
is a
you're right, because there was some kind of study done, right? Somehow. This is what it is. And it's like, we need to upgrade our song. Get more hip. Get more, you know, get younger.
Okay, let's hear the new one again.
And
here's that, a new one.
Celtics.
What is this?
Bucks. Coming up
Tatum.
Live from the TD
Giannis.
Garden. Jason Tatum getting ready to take on Giannis.
There's no like scale to it. There's nothing saying this is like, boom, get ready. It's like, so
no, you're right. It doesn't punch you in the face like the other one did, which is like good. This one's like, again, this is like background music.
What's with the trumpets?
They just want to introduce. Like they're going to be talking over this, right? Yeah. Like, it's just background music.
Yeah, no, there's, because I know, like, on Sirius Radio, there's, like, a TikTok station. Like, it's just TikTok music. People, the music that people, like, will create TikToks with. It's a whole station. It's called the TikTok station.
Okay.
Okay? This feels like this is the same thing. Or listen, hey, we need to create a new TikTok-friendly version. Okay, so we can get all those younger demos
the
who all they do.
TikTok voice.
Yeah, just everything that relates
trying
to TikTok.
Trying to plan my outfit.
That is what the focus group led to. Like, listen, you need to go listen to TikTok. Go watch all those videos. This is the type of music they play in the background.
What the hell is this
so
now?
The
what's
part.
This?
This is. Oh
wow! So if you let it go.
Wow, it's actually
yeah. No,
long.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
They need to take. They need.
I'm not a big fan of change.
Some of the football ones. The football ones are the best.
I can accept change if it's good.
No, I don't like
that. Not that. Scrap that. Before the NBA season, I'm giving out this advice for free. Before the NBA season tips off, scrap that. Do not go with that.
We're not
this is
it.
A loser, 100%. This sounds like the
actually,
free...
It's growing on me now.
Sounds like the free song.
Right now,
I got hypnotized.
Like,
wait, now I'm a sucker.
No, actually, when I hear it, I think NBA.
Yeah. I said, you know what? It took 3 times. Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God. The Celtics are playing the Hawks? No? Oh, the Bucks? Oh, okay. LA's coming to town?
No.
LeBron?
No. Sorry. I don't get it.
What about, like, see, obviously, like, the NBA is never going to have a, never going to be able to hold a candle to what CBS does with the SEC, what Sunday Night Football does with their intro.
Do we have Sunday Night Football by any chance?
Because the Sunday Night Football one may be the best
okay,
one.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, they.
We don't have
it. So I saw someone on Twitter.
Of course we have Sunday Night Football.
There was Monday Night Football.
I got this.
Oh, that's CBS.
Yeah.
That's the SEC. Didn't we grab
it's just the beginning that kind of catches you, what you're used to. Yeah, that's this right here, this theme. But I saw
this
like
March
Monday,
Madness, yeah?
Going into Monday night, they had like the, somebody tweeted out like the 1978 intro. It was like Bears versus like Vikings.
This is the one.
Yeah, it was like Walter Payton versus Fran Tarkenton, honest to God. And it was like awesome. It was like, oh my God.
But this
it feels
one is
like
the
an
best.
Event.
Yeah.
It's an event.
Great.
Like, we're all sitting out. We are ready now. We're locked in. Let's go.
I don't like the change.
Give me it.
This one's good, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a power call.
That's it.
Like, it's not, it should, it seems like there's a formula to these.
Do they have an intro for, like, every, like, what would golf have?
Oh, I don't even know.
The Masters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, that would be the most recognizable one. And what about baseball? Would you guys have anything?
Oh, yeah. This week in baseball, it's fantastic.
Well,
this is
the Masters?
Yes. Yes.
Hello, friends.
No, this week in baseball, Twib Notes is like a classic. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what they have now.
For an eagle.
Tyler, don't do this. Is so relaxing.
5 hour nap.
I love it.
See, baseball doesn't have anything. Baseball tonight.
From Augusta.
I'm so tired now.
I don't know what baseball has, to be honest with you. I just remember this week in baseball theme.
We got 2 hours left in the show.
You know what baseball has?
What?
We got Bernie Williams.
No.
Oh,
no, we don't
Lord.
Have that. We don't. Poetry. Don't you dare say Sweet Caroline.
John Taylor. Where's Taylor? Whatever his name is.
James Taylor.
James Taylor. John Taylor.
John Taylor.
James Taylor.
To the Berkshires, probably.
Yeah, what's he doing? Where's Tessie? There's some song about Tessie.
That's the Dropkick Murphys.
I'm getting the wrap it up situation.
You've got all the wires crossed.
I know. I'm majorly.
All right. I just had to take a detour there. Just a little advice.
You got to have to get used to it.
Scrap that. It's horrible. It's really bad. I hope you don't play it on ABC as well.
It grew on me.
All right. Let's. When we come back, we're going to go around the league with Tyler.
This is good. I like it now.
It's not good. Stop. Stop dancing. Stop it, Christian. Take us to break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.